Chapter 26. The mist lay heavily on the peak of Spionkop that morning, so that the dawn was a thing of liquid pearly light, a soft, uncertain thing that swirled about them and condensed in tiny drops upon the metal of their rifles. Colonel John Aitchison was breakfasting on ham sandwiches spread thickly with gentleman's relish. He sat on a boulder with his uniform cloak draped over his shoulders and chewed morosely. "No sign of the jolly old Boer yet," the captain beside him announced cheerfully. "That trench is not deep enough," Aitchison glowered at the shallow ditch, which had been scraped in the stony soil, and which was now filled to capacity with men in all the various attitudes of relaxation. "I know, sir. There's not much we can do about it. We're down to bedrock, and it would need a wagon load of dynamite to sink another foot." The captain selected a sandwich and upended the relish bottle over it. "Anyway, all the enemy fire will be from below, and the parapets will cover that." Along the front edge of the trench, clods of earth and loose rock had been piled to a height of 2 feet. Pathetic cover for 2,000 men. "Have you ever been on this mountain before?" Aitchison asked politely. "No, sir, of course not." "Well, what makes you so bloody certain how the land lies? You can't see a thing in this mist." "Well, sir, we are on the crest, and it is the highest." But Aitchison interrupted him irritably. "Where are those damned scouts? Haven't they come in yet?" He jumped up, and with his cloak swirling about him, strode along the trench. "You men, can't you get that parapet higher there?" At his feet a few of them stirred and began half-heartedly piling stone. They were exhausted by the long night climb and the skirmish which had driven the Boer garrison from the mountain, and Aitchison heard them muttering sullenly behind him as he walked on. "Aitchison!" Out of the mist ahead of him loomed the figure of General Woodgett, followed closely by his staff. "Sir!" Aitchison hurried to meet him. "Are your men entrenched?" "As best they can." "Good. What of the enemy? Have your scouts reported back yet?" "No, they are still out there in the mist." And Aitchison pointed into the smoky billows that limited the range of their vision to 50 feet. "Well, we should be able to hold them until we're reinforced. Let me know the moment—" A small commotion in the mist behind them, and Woodgett paused. "What is it?" "My scouts, sir." Saul Friedman began delivering his report from a range of 20 feet. His face was working with excitement as he scurried out of the mist. "False crest! We're on the false crest! The true summit is 200 yards ahead, and there's a rise of ground out on our right flank, like a little knoll all covered with aloes, that enfilades our whole position. There are Boers everywhere. The whole bloody mountain is crawling with them." "Good God, man, are you certain?" "Colonel Aitchison," snapped Woodgett, "turn your right flank to face the knoll." And as Aitchison strode away, he added under his breath, "If you have time." And he felt the agitated swirl of the mist as it swept away before the wind.